What's the word? You know what today is, man? Do you know what today is? It's Wednesday. For some of y'all, it's hump day. And for some of us, it's just another work day. But for me, man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing, man. Welcome to the William Rutledge Podcast. I am your host. Early part, man. I'm out here heading to the gig, man. Got my focus hat on, and I'm just thankful to be here, man. All praises due. I mean, it's definitely a blessing, man, to see how a beautiful day can start out. And I'm just calling in. I'm just really tapping in, calling to all my people, and just giving some motivation today. You know, it's really about, for me, I will say it's really about getting to the grind, right? Just getting to it. Whatever it is that you're doing, you get into it. Whatever it is that you are passionate about, you're getting to it. You know, I gotta tell y'all, in any podcast I do, whether I'm repetitive or whether I'm not, is that do not do something that your mind, your body, and your soul literally hates to do. Like, don't sit there and be like, man, I don't want to go to this job. You're not stuck there. Mentally you are, but you're not stuck there. I've seen people work plenty of jobs, find the right one, and then they're good. I've seen people get one job and be mentally good for the rest of their life. I got a good buddy of mine on the football team. He said he worked for his job for 22 years, fresh out of high school. Got the job, fell in love with it, and is looking to retire. You have to find what you want to do. You have to connect with what you want to do, not what you feel as though may pay the bills. And yes, let's not get it twisted for one minute, okay? We have our bills. We got to pay our bills. That's a number one right there, right? That's obvious. But if you want to pick a place that you got to spend your 8 hours or 9 hours, some places 10, 4 days a week, 5 days a week, make sure it's a place that you actually want to go to. Now, it may have its wear and tear. It may have its days when you're going to have days, some off days. They're not perfect, but make sure that you can bounce back, you know, from them off days. Don't let your off day be Monday, right? And then Monday turns into Tuesday turns into Wednesday, blah, you know, so on and so forth. Stop copping out and stop making excuses so that you can be either you complacent or you just comfortable in, you know, what you got. It's always room for improvement, and it's always room to where you can go ahead and be like, you know what? I know I could do better. I'm gonna go ahead and push myself. And that's what you do. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. Worry about what you got going on, and worry about fixing what you can fix. Control the controllables, man. There's a lot of things out here we're not gonna be able to control. Control the controllables. Your job, your circle of friends, your expenses, what you're spending, what you need versus what you want, you know? Control the controllables. And then when it's all said and done, feel a lot better about the decisions that you're making. You know what? I got to make this decision. Think about it. Think it through. No rash decisions, man. No rash decisions today, man. Just sit down and plan your week out. If it has to be that you have to sit down on Sunday and you have to plan your day out. All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and do X, Y, and Z. I'm not letting nothing interfere with X, Y, and Z. I am not letting nobody interfere with X, Y, and Z. I'm going to push myself to get everything that I set out completed. This is what I manifested in my mind, and this is what I'm going to get done. Now, there's one video I love to watch in the morning. from E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher, man. Dude is ridiculous. It gets me going. And by the time he gets, you know, I'm already psyched. And I jump up and I might just want to do a podcast real quick and just speak to the people. You know, it's really about, people may have more money than me. People may have more smarts than me. People may have better backgrounds than me. You may have had a silver spoon your whole life, not knowing, you know, and you may get that dream job and whatever the case may be, however it may work out for you. And there's no jealousy, there's no hate, there's no envy, there's no dislike. I want to learn from you, if anything. But one thing that he says that resonates with me is that you will not outwork me. I'm going to push myself every day. If I have to go into work and I have to call at least 30 or 40 people, I'm going to call 60 people. Okay? I'm going to push myself every day because I know what it is I got to do. I'm not saying there's a person that won't outwork me, but if you're in the top position or you're in the top of your, you know, and I'm coming to your place of business, trust and believe, you will not outwork me. I'm working at all times. I'm working at all times until it's time for me and my body to go to sleep. You know, until it's time for me to take a rest, I'm going, and I'm not working on fumes. I take care of my body. I eat good. So my body definitely doesn't plague me and have me giving up earlier than I should. But I don't push myself too hard so that I do become tired. I just work, you know, whether it's schoolwork. Like a good friend of mine asked me, and she said, "Man, you know, you do this, you do that, and you're doing good in school." She was like, "Man, like, when do you find the time?" You know, you got your kids' games, you got the kids' stuff and all that. I'm like, "Man, if you want something that bad, you're going to do whatever to keep it. You're going to do whatever to get to it. You're going to do whatever to make sure that it's done." You know, if you want your lady, you know what I'm saying, you're going to do whatever it is to keep her. And ladies, if you want your fella, you're going to do whatever it is to keep her. And so on and so forth, you know. And I know what I want. I know I got to pay these bills too. And I know I want a better education. I want to show my kids that no matter what the situation is, that as long as you put your mind to it, guess what? You can go ahead and get to it. As long as you put your mind to it and you know what's at stake, you can go ahead and get it. I'm not waiting for nobody to tell me, "Oh, good job," or pat me on my head. I used to look for that because I never had it. My mom, you know, I would look for it more so because my mom would tell me, like, "Good, you know, good job." But I was a troubled kid in school. I wasn't your regular sweet little kid in school. I was a piece of work. Let me tell you. I was a piece of work, man. And the thing is, I didn't hear that a lot. I didn't hear a good job because half of the time I was getting in trouble. You know? Half of the time I was in trouble and my mother was probably either whooping my behind or I was on punishment. So I didn't hear it a lot. So I'm coming up as a man, you know. I think, well, people, I will hope that you're proud of me. I don't hear it, but I will hope, you know. But then I just was like, you know what? I really don't care. I don't care if you're proud of me or not. It doesn't bother me. It does not bother me that one bit, because you know what? I'm proud of me. I'm proud of me. I'm thankful to God for what He's done for me. I don't care about what the next person may or may have said. Or, man, that junk, it don't look. Alright, you just show me who you are. If you love me and you rock with me and you say, "Man, I'm proud of you," you just show me who you are. You just show me that you're a person that I can count on and that I have the same I have the same love and I have the same respect for you, and I will go to bat for you. But when a person is just, you know, you're accomplishing things and you're moving around and you're working and you're taking care of business, man, listen. And your buddies and your friends are not, like, happy for you, or they're not celebrating with you, or they're not like, man, you know, you keep going hard, bro. They're not pushing you. Them, that's not your friends. They're not your friends. And it's time to clean your circle up, man. Don't be having people around just because y'all got years in. You know, I don't care. We got 20 or 30 years in, man. If we not celebrating each other, we not, you know what I'm saying, showing love to one another when we get a chance, man, I don't want to be around you, dog. Male or female, it don't matter. It does not matter, man. We have to build one. You know, if you got your friends, and I don't care what you are, man. Your friends are mixed. Your friends are gay, straight, whatever. If your friends are not the ones that are, if y'all can't boost each other up, I don't want to go on no trips with you. I don't want to kick it with you. I don't want to do none of that with you. You feel me? I don't want to do none of that. And that's just as simple as that. Cut me off, man. Cut me off. I don't want to kick. I don't want to do nothing. Because I want people around me that I can build with, that I can be like, man, you know what? I'm proud of you. You're proud. And they, look, and it's not no, like, premeditated thing. It's just like, man, we're doing what we set out to do. We're raising kids. You know, we're providing for them. And we're doing for them. And it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. And it gets no better than that. It gets no better than that. You know? And then the more you have, you know, that type of people around you, the better you do. Don't have nobody around that you can't be yourself around. Don't have nobody that around that you gotta lie to be around. Don't have nobody around that may want to control what you're doing, because they don't like it. But it's okay for you. Like, if it makes you happy and it's good, it's healthy for you, then keep going. Keep being passionate about what you got going on. You know, I get out here every day pretty much, except for one day, and it's traffic. And I can get frustrated. I can get upset, because I'm just being real with y'all. People in Atlanta can't drive. And I'm not saying there's people from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? But the people, they just can't drive. I'm sorry. It's just, I don't know who's in these cars, but they can't drive. Not one lick. And, I'm patient, man. Because I'm not going to be in this traffic all day. I'm not going to be in the traffic for 8 hours. Now, if I'm in traffic for 8 hours, then we got a problem. We got a problem, you feel me? But, man, I'm aware. We got to work hard. We got to, work hard for what you love. Make sure you love what you're doing. You know? And enjoy what you're doing. Smile when you're doing it. Laugh when you're doing it. You know? The best thing you can do for yourself is make sure that you're happy. And just enjoy life, man. Enjoy life, man. You know? And if you have a chance to work hard and you're doing something you love, outwork the competition every time. Set the bar so high that, man, listen, we ain't got no other choice but to be like, yo, we gotta step our game up, man. You know what I'm saying? We gotta step our game up. We gotta be healthy in what we're doing. Healthy in health, healthy in work, healthy in just everything. You know? I move around on no one's accord but my own. You know, I do for mine. I've learned a few things these past couple of weeks about just how people will try to control you through other people. And you need to start, like, seeing that. You need to start, like, support that, you know. I didn't even know that my own friend, my own buddy was trying to control me through. Like, okay, I got it. I got it now. You know, start identifying them things, man. Definitely, I'm telling y'all, I'm out here, man, working in hopes to one day, if I can hit the lottery, I'm still going to be working. I don't mean, man, look, it's just in me. I've been working since I was 16 years old. You know, it's in me. Like, I have to keep, you know, just to keep busy, just to keep some sanity and do something. You know, just to be like, okay, you know, I got something that I can commit to day to day. And it doesn't even have to be like a necessary job at a company. It could be you working on your own. And making, you know, it could be you creating the clothing line. It can be you doing writing a book. Whatever task that you have at hand, whatever your specialty is, get it done. If you're going, like I tell you, if you're going to put 8 hours into working for one of these companies, put another 8 hours into you doing what you're supposed to do for yourself. Sit around here, man, giving all your time to these companies, and you're not giving nothing to your specialty, man, you must be crazy. I write every day. I write sometimes 3 or 4 times a day, depending on how my mind is operating with it and what I'm feeling. And every time I have an emotion that I need to explain, I'm writing it. How I feel for that day, I'm writing. And it's always something different. It's never the same. I may repeat certain things because just to remind the person that's going to read it. But, man, I'm pushing myself every day. I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to lose. Hence the reason why nobody will outwork me. I have nothing to lose, man. Only thing that I really possibly could lose is if I quit and I tell myself, man, I can't do this, and I just give up. Because it's like once you start feeling like that, that's usually when your blessing is around. That's usually when your blessing is right there. Once you plan to give up, your blessing is usually right around the corner. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you're a spiritual person, if you're God, if you're a Buddha, if you're a Jehovah, if you're whatever you are, there's no discrimination here on this podcast. You know, if you don't believe, but you just have a spiritual aspect of it all, we're all spiritual beings. But understand what I'm saying. Like, if you find yourself looking like, man, you know, listen, man. Stop it. Disengage from that thought process and get on business, man. Nah, I'm not letting nobody either trick me out my spot or nothing, man. If you work hard to get where you at, continue working harder, man. It's only like they, as the youngest say, man, it's only up from here. If you've been down on the floor before and you know what the ground tastes like, it's only up. It's the only way you can go is up. You can't dig any further to go through the dirt. Sit down and write it out. Write the pros and the cons. I write my thoughts and I act on it. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm manifesting. I think about it. I write it down. And then I get to it. I'm manifesting my future. I'm manifesting my what I want. I speak my affirmations every day. No, I'm not in no relationship with nobody. But I'm worthy of being loved. I'm worthy of loving someone. You know? I'm worthy of my businesses, any business, anything I touch, I'm worthy of it flourishing, and it will flourish. I'm worthy of raising my kids to be independent, to be, you know, strong-willed of society and making their place for themselves. We are worthy of that, you know? Speak to yourself, man. That's the best the best therapy you can give. I'm worthy of being fixed. If I'm hurt and, you know, I'm not understanding why I can't get no, I'm worthy of forgiving. I'm worthy. All, you know, just continue to speak. And these are things I tell myself. I'm literally telling myself that now. While I'm, you know, not in a arrogant and narcissistic way, but like, I tell myself these things now, even now on the podcast, and I'm saying it to myself. I'm worthy of that. And nothing short. And if you think for a minute that you're not worthy or I'm not worthy, we definitely don't need to be around one another. Because I'm going to tell myself every day. I get up every day. And this is an account that God will read back to me when it's all said and done. Son, you praise my name even in the darkest moments. You praise my name in the highest moments, the middle moments. I'm going to praise every chance I get because I know where I was. I know at ground level where I was and how it felt to be talked about and ridiculed and have my feelings hurt by my friends and family and all that. Only a few people stopped by my side. Strangers at that. So it's not a thing to tell myself, man. You know where you've been. You know what you've been through. And you're worthy of all what God has blessed you with. All praises due to Allah. You're worthy of all. You know? And I'm gonna spread that love today, man. I'm gonna say, man, what do you feel you're worthy of? You know, what do you feel that you know? Hey, well, then let people know that. What do you feel that you know, what God has blessed you with? Or the spiritual being that, you know, that you honor and pray to have blessed you with? Oh, man, I feel this, I feel that. Well, you know what? Continue feeling that way. Have you asked to, you know, man, maybe I should forgive this person. Y'all people be having issues with folks out here for no damn reason. And then you wonder why no blessing is coming your way. You wonder why that, you know, things are not happening for you. I told one of my friends, I'm like, man, look, you can sit there and watch them gospel joints all day and feel it, you know, oh man, you know, I get up and I watch it every day, but then you the meanest person, you angry, you just the person that don't want to forgive nobody. And then you walking around here and wondering why you stressed out. I ain't stressed out. I'm not stressed out about anything. Because stress is just you piling on stuff that you don't want to deal with. You know? If it's something I can't figure out, I just say, God, you know what? I can't handle it. And I'm not trying to handle it. It's none of my business. And you know what? Therefore, I'm throwing it away. I'm not even giving it to God. I'm just throwing it away. It's something I can come to an agreement with a person and we can figure out our indiscrepancies. Cool. But I'm not going to stress myself, man, please. You got one life to live, people. One, not two. You don't get a replay. You don't get a replay. As far as we can see it, you know, when people leave us, they don't return back. You know? So we don't know what happens on the flip side, no matter what religion you are. We don't know. Nobody hasn't successfully died and came back and told us. And if they did, I would be quite scared. I'm not a scary person. You know, but it neither here nor there, man. Let's talk about life. You know, we talking about life, we talking about love. We're talking about all the good things that can happen to you today. All the blessings that can come. Be prepared for your blessings. Anything that you're asking for, be prepared for your blessings. Be prepared to be thankful, be grateful, be humble. Let life humble you down and get to business. I humbly say thank you today. If you made it to the end of the podcast, keep doing what you got to do. I'm working, literally. You're gonna probably hear from me every day. Cause I always got something I want to motivate the mass. I want to talk to people about, and I want you guys to really, you know, feel what I feel. I want you to feel love. I want you to feel success. I want you to feel what it feels like to really just be on point and let the sun shine on your skin today. Get some of that beautiful, them sun rays on you, warm you up, and go out there and execute today, man. I say that to say this, man. Thank you for listening to the Rutless podcast. I'll see you guys next time.